History tells us that a Republican must win Ohio if he hopes to win the White House. But what does it take to win the Buckeye State? And is a strong stance against abortion one of the requirements? It's Thursday, March 1st, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this first day of March. John Hockenberry is away at the TED Conference in California. We're going to talk about the heartbeat bill in Ohio and how it could possibly affect voting on Super Tuesday. Also, tragedy in the Midwest with a dozen dead after tornadoes touchdown. Many of you have been talking about politics and a New York Times op-ed that has been dogging Romney's heels ever since the day he wrote it back in 2008.
Mitt Romney never said, "Let Detroit go bankrupt." Those words were written by a New York Times editorial page editor. What Mitt Romney recommended was a managed bankruptcy, and that's what President Obama did.
We're going to talk more in a minute, but give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, but let's check on the headlines. And this, as I said, the death toll stands at 12. It could go higher after a series of devastating tornadoes ripped through the Midwest yesterday. Damage tallies are just beginning. Branson, Missouri was one of the hardest hit areas, and we have with us now Dean Krutoff. He's administrator of Branson. Dean, what does the town look like today?
Good morning, Celeste. Well, the areas that were affected by the tornado obviously have a great deal of damage. We had an area about 7 miles long and 400 miles wide. The National Weather Service has identified this as an F2 tornado, and it did skip some areas. So it's the type of damage you would see that it's interesting. You'll see some buildings that are virtually untouched, and right next door you'll see some buildings that are probably completely destroyed.
And was this completely unexpected? Did you have warning in advance?
No, actually, we had a great deal of warning in advance. The National Weather Service indicated that there was a strong possibility of storms that day. We had our resources in place just in case. We unfortunately, we're close enough to Joplin, Missouri that we saw what happened there. Plus, we're in Tornado Alley anyway. So we trained for this. We were ready for this. We had plenty of warning before the tornado hit, so our siren sounded. And we ended up without any fatalities and very few injuries.
That's good news for Branson, at least. Dean Krutoff is administrator of Branson. Thank you so much. Mitt Romney has added another state to his GOP victories, but not necessarily any delegates. The former Massachusetts governor won the Wyoming caucuses last night, 39% to Rick Santorum's 32%. Newt Gingrich pulled in 21% of that vote, Ron Paul 8%. As I said, that doesn't come with delegates, so they won't be chosen until local and state conventions later this spring. Republicans in the Senate today will try to push through a measure to allow both insurers and employers to opt out of any health care reform requirements they object to on moral or religious grounds. That would include birth control. Democrats call the amendment sponsored by Missouri Senate Roy Blunt a move to reduce access to women's health care. Syrian activists in Homs say the government has taken the next step, not just blocking land and mobile phones, but satellite phones as well. The move to cut communications with the outside world comes as troops mass outside the city for what activists say could be a ground assault. Activists say elite forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were getting ready to make a final push on the opposition stronghold of Baba Amr. And new jobless data out of Europe. Not pretty. Eurozone unemployment rose to 10.7% in January. That is the highest rate since the euro was established in 1999. Despite that bad news, European markets are still up. Asian markets are mixed and futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will start at 12,952, the S&P at 1,366. The NASDAQ will open at 26.23. We will continue to bring you news about the areas that were hit by tornadoes yesterday. Salvage efforts are now underway in Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas after a storm system sent tornadoes all across the heartland. And we'll speak with a bartender in Harrisburg, Illinois, also the mayor of Branson, Missouri, as well. And we know many of you were in these areas hit by tornadoes or perhaps have friends and loved ones there. We want to hear how you're doing. Make sure that you've been able to check in with friends and loved ones and how you're recovering from the storms. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE with your storm report. We'll be listening.